You don't have to wait until you reach financial independence to start enjoying your life. You can do that much earlier and start living a life that you love and that's true to you. Welcome to Freedom Before FI. Using FIRE and life design techniques, we help you create freedom on your way to FI instead of waiting until you're retired to do the things that light you up. I'm your host, Greg, a FIRE movement and life design enthusiast. If you're itching to get freedom now, then let's do this. Hello and good day to you. So this is the second part of the introductory mini-series, and this one's all about life design. For me, this is the cornerstone for living an awesome life, and especially when finding freedom before FI. Since it's super important, I wanted to give an overview of it so you can start applying the principles and get in the practice of doing it on a regular basis. So let's get into it. In a nutshell, life design is creating an intentional life based on what you enjoy doing and what you'd love to do in your day-to-day. That's pretty much it. It's understanding things like what work or activities energizes you, what drains you, what would an ideal week or month look like, where would you like to live, what people would be around you, what would your health look like, then essentially testing things out and experimenting to see if they would work for you in the real world. That's why it's a continual process, because you'd come up with what you'd think you'd like to do based on current information. Then you test and experiment it in real life to see if you actually like doing them. Over time, our wants and needs might change, and so we deploy life design again to redesign a new way forward. If you feel stuck living on autopilot or on some default path in life, i.e. working away and feel you're not living in line with your purpose, you can use life design to turn off the autopilot button and start creating and living a life that is in line with your purpose. You can even combine life design with some alternative FIRE methods to make an even more extraordinary life of freedom. But more on that one on the next episode. Anyway, I first read about life design in the book Designing Your Life. It's actually one of my favorite books. In it, they use design thinking methodology, which is normally used to design new products. But instead of designing products, they found it actually lends itself to designing our lives. It gives us a framework to use, and you can use it for things like what degree you want to take at university, what career you want to take. You can even use it to decide what you do in retirement. On the flip side, if we don't deploy life design, it could actually backfire. One of the case studies that stuck out to me was the story about a lady named Elise. You may have read the book, so you'd be familiar with this one. She was tired of her corporate job after years of working in HR. She knew she loved food, especially Italian deli food. She always dreamt of opening her own deli one day, with delicious food and cute rustic decorations. So one day she went all out and decided to open up her own deli with a coffee shop. She found a shop to rent, renovated it, and finally opened her store. The place actually became a hit and it was really busy. But soon after, she became miserable and she hated all the admin and maintenance tasks involved to run the deli. Now what she didn't do was test and experiment her idea first. She just went in all guns blazing. Life design principles reminds us to test things out before we make big moves. For example, she could have tried working in one first to see firsthand if she liked it, or spoke to a few deli owners and asked about their experience of running a shop. Because designers don't think their way forward, they build their way forward, as mentioned in the book. So anyway, that was just a practical example of life design, or the non-use of it more accurately. The book also reminded me that our lives cannot be perfectly planned, and that there isn't just one solution in our life. Across the span of our lives, we may have many designs. Our preferences change over time. I like when they said, "Our life is not a thing, it's an experience. The fun comes from designing and enjoying the experience." To me, designing your life is actively living your life in accordance with your values. The actual life design process can take weeks or months because you have to record things in your day-to-day life, do exercises, and then craft some real-life experiments, but absolutely worth it. I've done it myself, and actually, this podcast is one of my life design experiments. You see, I use life design philosophy in everyday life now. But it doesn't have to take you weeks and months. If you just want to get started today, you can just start sketching in a notepad, just to get your creative juices flowing. Here's a good example. One of my favourite bloggers, Ken, from The Humble Penny, who's also my favourite UK finance personality, uploaded a video on YouTube about life design. I found it useful, especially if you feel stuck in your current situation, like perhaps you hate your boss, you work in a toxic environment, you're living paycheck to paycheck, you can use life design to effectively design your way out of a bad situation. He said, we need to start thinking about our life from a place of design. He suggested to grab a notepad and pen and answer these three questions. If you want, you could even answer these yourself as I go through them. Feel free to pause it after each question if you want. Okay, so the first question is, what does my ideal life look like? Draw it on a sheet of paper. What exactly are you doing? What are you working on? How much are you making? What does your day-to-day life look like? Paint a picture on a piece of paper of what exactly that would look like. You could use scribbles, drawings, writing, text, but just map it out and answer that question. On this question, he just wants us to get creative and effectively dream big. Try it. I like this because I think sometimes we forget to ask ourselves this question, and actually we should ask ourselves this question regularly. The second question is, then think, why is financial independence important to you? Just you specifically. What would FI allow you to do? And then the third question is, then how do I create a plan for my financial independence? Where am I financially today and where am I trying to get to? Then think, how do you get from A to B and what strategy would you employ? I like how he links life design and finances here because ultimately our ideal lives would involve money in some way, shape or form. I like this exercise because it gives you a quick bolt of inspiration. And of course, if you were stuck on any of those questions, this podcast is here to help you with them. Feel free to shoot me an email if you have any questions. Anyway, that's a quick exercise you can do in 30 minutes one day. Try it and just see what comes up. Here's an even quicker way to do life design, and you can think about it now. Try answering this question. What things in your life do you really hate doing or you find boring or tedious? Then think, how can I remove this from my life? Maybe you hate going to the grocery store every week. Could you just order groceries online? Maybe you don't like your long commute to work. Could you find work that's closer to home? Or find ways to work remotely? How about this question? What things do you enjoy doing? Was there a hobby or activity you enjoyed before you started working full-time and being busy? Let's say you loved playing badminton before. Could you squeeze in an hour a week to join a badminton group? Perhaps you loved reading before. Could you squeeze in some time on your commute or before bed to do more? Let's say you love spending time with your partner and miss going out together because you're both so busy. Could you agree a weekly date night in your calendar? Funnily enough, me and my partner have a weekly date day, and it's one of my favourite days in the week. Anyway, those were just some quick questions to give you an idea of how you can make simple life design changes. Essentially, what we were doing was stepping back and being intentional with how we're living now and if it's in line with what we want out of life. Alright, so how exactly does money fit in the equation, you might ask? Of course, money has a big part to play, and since we're all about the journey to financial independence, we want to make sure you do both, continuing your path to FI as well as enjoying your journey to get there. The great thing is, there are alternative routes to FI that can help us unlock pockets of freedom so that we can enjoy our journey. It may be a slower path, but it can be way more fun. This brings us to the alternative FI paths, where we can design our personal lives around our FI goals. This is where it gets really cool. Okay, so to recap this episode, here are some of the key takeaways. The first one is, we talked about the essence of life design, which is living life intentionally and in alignment with you and your values. The second one is the pitfalls of not using life design, especially on larger decisions, and how it can backfire if not used properly, or not used at all. The third point is we talked about how life design is an ongoing process and it's not just a one and done thing. And then we talked about some quick exercises that you can do to experiment with life design today. Okay, so those are the takeaways and I'll see you in the next one where we'll be talking about alternative routes to FIRE. If you think this episode would help a friend, please don't hesitate to share it with them. The show notes can be found at freedombeforefire.substack.com. If you have a question or want to connect, feel free to send me an email at freedombeforefi@proton.me. That's freedombeforefi@proton.me. If you found this show useful and want to be notified of future episodes, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple via the show's main page or on whatever app you're using right now. And lastly, if you've just learned one good thing that will help you in your journey and you want to help us out here, please do leave a 5-star rating on your podcast player app. If you're using Apple Podcasts, you can even leave a nice review by scrolling to the bottom of the podcast page. That would help us out loads.